Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Hey cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com.
Well, the livestock futures ended the day at a much better place than they were throughout the day. The April live cattle were slightly lower, down about 35 at 85.60. At one point earlier in the trading session, they were limit down, which is $4.50, at 81.45. And we've got to converge by the next Thursday, which is the end of the month and the expiration of that contract. We did have a few deliveries overnight. The oldest date is still September of last year. So I don't recall a time where we've gone this far into delivery where there hasn't been any deliveries. So that's interesting to note, and I don't know what will happen here, but we did finish about 85.60. We've seen cash trade all over the board at this point. On Wednesday, the Fed Cattle Exchange had a weighted average cash of $92.67 on the 1 to 17 day delivery on 411 head. Of course, there's a bunch of 100 you're hearing and 92s and 94s. But it looks like it's pretty big difference from the highest of the week to the lowest of the week. The futures market seem to think we're going to finish somewhere around 85 or 86 at this point. Feeder cattle today were up 70 in the Aprils at 120.12, May's at 117.65, up about 37. At one point, the feeder cattle were down about $2.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
We did have a cattle on feed report. The average estimate on feed was 96, and the actual number was 95%. So a little bullish there. Placements were 77%, so 23% lower than last year, and 457,000 head lower than last year. It's a pretty big drop there, 77%. Marketings were 113, looking for about 112. So marketing were a little bit higher. So that was a pretty bullish on feed report. The grains today, corn down 2 cents, beans were down 7 to 8, wheat's down 9 to 12. So really disappointing trade for grain futures. The cotton finished 48 lower in December at 57.67. We've had a pretty good comeback on the Dow Jones today, up 320 points at 23.660. The stock market has really seemed to be one of the more calm things, believe it or not. After some extreme volatility, of course, the VIX spiked way up there to almost record highs. It's come back down. The market itself has sort of stabilized here. The government, of course, keeps continuing to fund different parts of different relief packages in response to the coronavirus. And I think the market, agree or disagree, the market seems to find some stability in that. That the government's doing all this. We'll see what happens long term. Energy markets also volatile. They ended up today about unchanged, with June crude oil at $17.14, up 64 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.